Andrea Bocelli, who is the blind operatic singer, amazing voice. He's 66. Gary Cole from Veep, and of course, Entourage, is 68. Bill Murray, hello, funny guy Bill Murray. He is 74.
One of the best.
He's great. George R.R. Martin, who is the brilliant Game of Thrones author, is 76. Chuck Panauzo from Styx, he's John's twin and the bassist in Styx, I should say. I know we've got somebody standing by, so I'm trying to hurry through this. 76, I could hear that come up in my headphones. Stephen King, author of all of the scary stuff, is 77. Jerry Bruckheimer, the man behind CSI, the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, the National Treasure movies, and both Top Gun movies, is 81. And finally, we round out this list with the incomparable Tony Basil, who has still got it. My goodness. 81 years old for Tony Basil this weekend.
Wow,
I know, incredible.
81.
Absolutely incredible. And of course, if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And
I have one, actually.
I have sparked a war with our crabby person who just called me a very nice word.
Well, real quick, before we get to that, I need to wish my father-in-law, Tom Teed, a very happy birthday today. So I think he's listening. So happy birthday to Tom. We'll be celebrating with him later. Not going to say how old he is. I'm going to be nice today. So it is Tom's birthday today.
I ran into him and your lovely mother-in-law in Walmart the other day, and he was telling me that it was his upcoming birthday, and we were talking a little bit about that. So Tom, very, very happy birthday. It was wonderful talking to you and Bev the other day. It'd been a long time since I'd ran in and since I'd seen them. So at any rate, now what do you got? Because I was rushing through so we could get to what you got.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get Mr. Corey Hartman online, and he's having some technical difficulties.
Okay.
Now, I heard him in the background, so I'm hoping he gets reconnected.
Okay.
And so he is hopefully going to get reconnected in just a second. So,
all right, sounds good.
We're working on that right now, so we'll give him just a moment or two.
Okay,
I am going to remind our listeners, though, I'm going to say this right now, absolutely. We don't need any that type of language coming into our text line. I will ban people. That is just not acceptable. And I don't care what it's about, why we're sending it. In this case, absolutely no way. I'm going to just go on my soapbox right now. Not acceptable. So I'll let you carry on for a second, Maddie, while we try that.
I was just going to say, we're going to take a quick look at the forecast in more detail in just a moment. But it is going to be sunny today, or at least becoming sunny, with a high near 85. And then the weekend's going to be really warm. Lots of sunshine with a high near 87. And then we're going to finally cool things down on Sunday going into early next week. And Corey's actually going to have a more detailed look at that forecast coming up in just moments. We're also going to have a look at ABC and local news. I'm going to go into break. If we need to come back, Dave, you just text me and let me know, and we'll hop back in here while you guys
I am going to text you in just a second. So if you want to take a look out on that, I'm going to text that over to you, what we're going to try to do here, because we do want to try to get someone online. But let's get that news in at least. So we are somewhat on time with stuff. So,
because Chris is going to be standing by in about a half hour, because hanging with Havel is going to be happening as well here on Max FM.
It's your last day.
Get revved up for the final Full Throttle night of the season in Rock Springs this Friday from 6 to 10:30, featuring the band that started it all last spring, Rising Phoenix. Enjoy the fireworks and eat great food while you participate in raffles and explore the vendors' tables. Check out classic cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Full Throttle Night is sponsored by Jay's Power Center, and all proceeds go to the Big Cats Rescue. Don't miss Full Throttle Night this Friday from 6 to 10:30 in downtown Rock Springs.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us, now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
The sounds of polka music and clinking beer steins will ring Saturday, September 21st as the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce presents Oktoberfest at Circus World. Local beer, live music, and pub games will entertain from 3 until 9. Instrumental funk band The Blue Olives are the headliners. Buy admission buttons for $10 in advance at the chamber office or $12 at the door on Saturday, September 21st at Circus World. For information, visit OktoberfestBaraboo.com.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 46 days from Election Day and absentee ballots go out in North Carolina, and Republican Mark Robinson is the nominee for governor on those ballots. It's even after CNN reported he made inflammatory comments about slavery and other controversial topics on the message board of a pornography website years ago. He denies the claim, and ABC has not independently confirmed the report, but ABC's Rachel Scott says this could impact the presidential race.
The Trump campaign, in a statement, calls North Carolina vital to their chances of winning the White House in November. That statement does notably not mention Mark Robinson by name, and there is no word whether Robinson will appear with the former president at that rally in North Carolina this weekend.
Vice President Kamala Harris travels to Georgia today to discuss laws that restrict abortion. GM's recalling more than 449,000 SUVs and pickups because of an issue that can prevent the low brake fluid light from turning on. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Governor Tony Evers thinks the UW system's new viewpoint neutral policy is confusing. When asked about the policy requiring leaders to maintain viewpoint neutrality whenever referencing any political or social controversy, Evers said the policy would have a chilling effect on him if he were on the UW faculty. The mother of a man killed at Green Bay Correctional Institute is asking for answers in her son's death. A letter Phyllis Laureano received from her son Micah a week before he died highlights the safety concerns he had inside the prison. Laureano's cellmate Jackson Vogel is charged with first-degree intentional homicide. And while the 1.3 million-member International Brotherhood of Teamsters declined to endorse either Vice President Kamala Harris or former President Donald Trump, Teamsters Joint Council 39 in Wisconsin is backing Harris. The council's president says the endorsement has a lot to do with the union's experience in Wisconsin.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Becoming sunny today, we'll have highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Sunshine, 87 for Saturday. Sunday, showers and storms, cooler, 72. For Monday, more showers and thunderstorms with a high around 72, 73 on Tuesday. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Currently, 66 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
It's 8:08 right now, and Dave Grant, hopefully I got this working.
Well, I hope so. Let's try it.
All right, we're going to pot this up. Corey Hartman, are you there? Hold on.
I think so.
Oh, there you are. Yay, I did it.
There he is. Woohoo,
yay,
technology.
I did it all by myself. What's up?
Technology.
Yes, yes.
Well, I had to get on the air, and I tried to get on the air with the nice way of doing it, but that didn't work when I'm in the car, and I didn't want to, you know, crane into the ditch. So I said we got to hook this up with a phone call. So first of all, I have to say that 99.7% of the listeners that we have had over the last 7 years plus have been absolutely fantastic. We love them. We couldn't possibly do what we do as a radio station without them.
Absolutely.
But every once in a while, there is somebody that for whatever reason absolutely does not like what we do on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And that's perfectly fine. That is perfectly fine. We've said it. There's two knobs on every radio, even in 2024. Volume/off and channel. And both of those are available to you without texting into the radio station, calling people names, swearing at them, and then asking to win a contest about a day later. And that's the ironic part, because all of the people who say that I will never listen to your radio station ever again, guess what? They're the ones that actually listen more than the people who like what we're doing.
And they keep texting in.
Part. And, you know, I don't think that people really understand how much crap we get from people just because we're on the radio and we are a target of whatever bad day that they might be having, or, you know, they really hate their job, or in the case of this lady we've been talking about for the last 20 minutes or so, apparently they have locked up and chained up the radio where she cannot get to the knob. And all I see in my mind's eye is this lady sitting at her desk trying to rip the speaker off of the wall or something. That's fine. That's great. But just choose another radio station. Go beg your boss to choose another radio station. We will be just fine. And you will be just fine. And I sincerely hope that you have a better day, and that whatever's going on in your life, that we did not, trigger you in this manner. But we appreciate you listening, and, you know, we will get along, and you will get along as well.
Thank you to all of our listeners that are being supportive. I just got a text that came into me and says, oh my goodness, I want to go yell at this woman. And so thank you to our listeners that are being supportive as well. We appreciate that.
Well, what a last day. I mean, I appreciate the fact that this person is listening, but I don't know how it all of a sudden turned into her. Not that I'm like that type of person. You and I both know that I didn't want you guys to do a thing for me coming into this. And now all of a sudden, like, we are, we're talking about her. So thank you once again, Corey Hartman, for joining us.
Let's pivot away from her.
Yeah. Right.
So I want to go back to some of her.
You know, it's human nature that you want to, you know.
I think I've put up with my fair share, though. Let's be honest.
Yes.
I put up with my fair share from her for the last few months. So
Years, in fact, if we look back at the text line.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we've got all of the messages. Oh, by the way, I promise we will leave this poor lady alone. But she also said, I can't believe you would read what somebody says on the radio. Do you understand how radio works? You called, you texted a radio station.
It's a
we
line
talk for a
that.
Living.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's just free content for us.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't want to talk about you, then don't text us.
What's like the word that I always use? As soon as you do something like this, you become fodder for me.
Fodder. Morning show fodder. Yes.
How many times are we out and I'll be like, ooh, morning show fodder, because I'm so excited I have a story. Yeah, it's good stuff.
So I do want to pivot back to all the people that are saying very, very nice things.
Yes, thank you.
over on the Facebook page, because it really is fantastic. I'm just going to, I think Dave read a few, but I'm going to read a few more. Because,
okay, I was going to say, I have them here, but I'll let you do them.
We want to just...
The
community and to these people here. So, you know, congratulations on a fantastic morning show. You will definitely be missed. The mornings will never be the same. Your adventure will be great. Maddie, you are my morning. Sorry to hear that you won't be who I hear every morning. Loved your show. We will miss you. You're the best. Good luck on your new adventure. I will miss that voice. You are the reason I listened to the morning show. Best of luck. We will miss you. Sad to see you go. Congratulations. Best of luck. I see Gene Allen Scott even getting in here this morning. Whole bunch of our friends on here.
Okay, you need to stop because you got to stop because.
We got some more. I got one that says good morning.
I wasn't gonna do it. I wasn't gonna cry. I promised myself. I had talked myself into this. I was like, you could do this. You could be strong. You could both know that I'm a crier. So that was probably not.
And Maddie
work anyway.
Jones, but Maddie Jones crying on the air is good radio.
Yes, so that was. our goal.
That's the plan for today. So anyway, I just want to say that, again, thank you to everyone who has been texting,
yes,
everyone who has commented over on the Facebook page. And if you want to leave some notes for Maddie, look for her and Flora the elephant over on our Facebook page and drop a comment in there. But again, we love 99.7 of our percent,
hey,
of our listeners.
I even love the ones who don't love me, even if they don't think I do. I really, truly do. I really, truly do, because you're listening every day, whether you're listening to be upset with me or not, you're listening, and we are a radio station for all people, for the entire community. So there you go. I even do love them as well.
You're feeding us free content.
That's right. That's right. Thank you for that, because sometimes my days are boring when I just sit at home and do the laundry. So sometimes
man,
I need a
little
boost.
You thought your last day was going to be boring
I
on the
did.
Air,
right?
And now I need a tissue. This is insane. Now my nose
I've got
is running.
I've got to read
this
one.
The best appropriate
one.
Part, too, though, this morning is because of the crazy weather with the clouds and the humidity and the heat and the thunderstorms and all of that. Our signal's only getting out about 2 miles today. So only our true, friends are listening this morning.
That's awesome. Thank you for that, Corey Hartman.
I've got what I need to read for you here, Maddie,
in
though.
Blaze of mediocrity. All right. Love you.
All right. Love you. We'll see you later.
So I've got to read this one, Maddie. This one is one I've got to read, and this comes from one of our good listeners, and I know her personally, know her very well. And she says, I will definitely miss you to start my mornings, Maddie. I have enjoyed listening to you sharing your life stories, dog adventures, and entertaining us over the past years. Thank you. Sad to hear you're leaving the morning show. Wish you the very best. And
well,
so
thank you.
I had someone ask me, how are we going to know what's going on Goose Poop Pond? I mean, I was getting personal messages last night. And so another one says, congratulations on your new adventure. I will miss hearing you in the mornings. I have loved hearing you every day early in the morning.
Well, I appreciate it. And here's what I'm going to say, because I know at some point here we're going to slam into Chris Hovland. We're going to be talking a whole lot of Packers, and I'm not going to be able to say this, and I am going to cry. This has truly been, I'm going to do the best I can here. This has truly been a gift to be here every single day, and I have shared as much as I possibly can with the privacy of our family, but I have never held a lot back. You have watched my kids grow up in front of your very eyes. We got here when they were just little. And you have allowed them to be a part of who you are and allowed us to be us. And we could be a weird family, I'm telling you. None of the adventures I ever gave or talked about, those are not made up stories.
No, they're not.
No, they are not. We are that family. And so, I just thank you for letting my kids grow up in front of your eyes. I appreciate that. Because of the lifestyle that we have chosen to live, we have one kiddo who's going into that profession because he saw how cool and how important it can actually be to people. That, and he loves sports, but you know what? He found a love of sports, and he found out that you can bridge media and love of sports and do all of that because of what we do for a living. And because
and the same kid who said he wasn't going to do that,
right?
Too.
I know. our kids have tried so hard not to be like us. So I appreciate that. And I appreciate when Corey's dad passed away a couple of years ago, the sentiments that we got from everybody when we lost our Murphy girl, there are people texting asking if she made it and if she was doing okay. And you have no idea how much that meant to us at that given time. People who are excited for us when they see us and they ask to see pictures of my Aspie. Those are things that you just don't take for granted ever in this world. So I'm blubbering. My gosh, I hate crying.
It's okay,
in front of people.
Maddie.
So thank you. I mean, I wanted this to sound more eloquent. I had thoughts in my head when Corey told me that there were going to be a few surprises this morning.
Yep.
And just kind of blew those right out of the water. So I thought I would do this a little bit more eloquently. But I just want everybody to know that leaving the show was not an easy decision. It really, really wasn't. But you get to a certain point in your life where, I'm going to be realistic, I've raised my babies. And I've spent a good portion of my life doing what I needed to do because of my babies so that I could get them where they needed to be for therapies and activities and homeschool. And I'm not done. I'm not done by any means. Dexter is still, we are still very much a family, as a work in progress, and Dexter's still going through a whole lot of stuff, and we're getting there every single day, and he's just awesome. So we're not done with that, but it's time for me to do things that go back to my roots, and I am very, very excited for this adventure. So thank you to everybody this morning. I really do truly from the bottom of my heart appreciate it. I really truly do. And thank you, Corey Hartman, if you are listening in any way, shape, or form on the stream this morning as you're getting ready for your day, for 8 years ago being like, do you want to get back on the air? And I said, sure, we could probably make that work. And so that's what we did. So thank you for that. And thank you for allowing all of the crazy. And every time you do something, you're like, please don't make this part of the morning show.
Well, and we do have another listener who just texted in, and she says, in all sincerity, I will definitely miss Maddie to start my morning routine. She's been the one small constant for me, and I've always been able to count on her for making me smile every morning. Thank you, Maddie. Love listening to you. Best wishes to you in the future adventures. Stay in touch when you can and keep us updated. And
absolutely.
I'm
not going away.
You're not going away. And someone's got to keep an eye on me, right? That's the other part
exactly.
of this.
Exactly. And
so,
and again,
I'll
I'll be on. You'll hear me during Chris Hovel, or hanging with Hovel before and after those games. And again, you couldn't ask me to stay away next Thursday for the Hope House Request-a-thon. That was my baby when we came in, and we were doing it way back in the day when drive-through donation drives weren't even cool yet. Thank you very much, COVID. We were doing that way back then. And anyway, so now we've revamped that, and that is definitely my pet project, and you could not keep me away from it that day. And so I will be here with you the entire day from 7 to 4 as we raise money for a really great cause. So you don't get rid of me that easily.
No, we don't.
That's for sure.
One of our coworkers, Kevin.
Kevin Kellogg,
this morning says, good luck, best wishes, and glad to have worked with you. So Kevin texted that in. So,
absolutely a pleasure.
And now I need to say my thing here, too. And I got to do the smoke out
clang.
Okay. Well, I might be on the other end of it, so we'll do my best here. But I need to say thank you to you, Maddie Jones, because you and Corey took this IT guy and got him into doing radio about 5 years ago. Just a random thing that was supposed to be a fill-in thing. Literally supposed to learn how to do this and be your backup for 3 months, right? That was always going to be the plan. Just 3 months, backup, occasionally be on air.
Yeah.
And never really thought that it would turn into a part-time gig, let alone become my full-time thing. And I enjoy doing this. I never thought I would enjoy doing something as much as I am doing. And this is because of you, Maddie, and of course, Corey, too, because you guys have been there to mentor me and help me through this process and teach me and help me through that process and do something that was really outside of my comfort zone. Anyone that knows me knows that I'm not one of those people that likes getting up in front of people and talking. And now here I am on the radio talking with people. And so thank you to you both for everything that you have taught me over the years, working with me and continuing to work with me. You guys are the best, and I sincerely mean that.
Well, thank you. You and Wendy have become like a part of our family, and it's incredible the relationships you build after this many years. It really, truly is. And I say this, and I mean, if you've listened to this morning show, you've heard me say it time and time again, we could not do 3/4 of what we do, or basically, let's be honest, 100% of what we do without you and Wendy right there with us. And we are so appreciative for the friendship and for the relationship that we've been able to build over the last few years. It has been, I mean, we talk about it all the time. Corey and I don't have siblings. Both of us mm-hmm. are only children.
Right.
He has step siblings, but sometimes those relationships go sour in adult life, right? So our kids, they have nobody. And you and Wendy have become like this de facto family for them. And that is, I mean, there are times when you'll say, like, I had to have a conversation with your kid, and I'm like, good, somebody needs to have it because he's not listening to me. So I'm glad you could step in, you know? So, yes, we are appreciative of you guys as well. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You guys are truly family to both Wendy and I. I mean, that I do mean that. And, you know, when your kids call Wendy Aunt Wendy or call me Uncle Dave or Uncle David, you know, that means so much to us. And to watch the kids grow up and do what they do and to be able to work with them now, too, is just so neat as part of this, too. And they're great kids. And both you and Corey are awesome people. Now, before I get any more tears in my eyes, I got a couple more text messages I got to read. This comes in from Linda. My mornings will never be the same. Not hearing you every morning. You've made me laugh and cry right now and more. We'll miss you. And our good friend Marty. I stream Max FM all the time. I'm a longtime listener and wherever I go. We'll miss you, Maddie. Glad you're not leaving the Packer coverage. We'll hear you then. Our family will miss you. You were my voice of normalcy during my work at home and workplace. During the pandemic, you were comfort. Food, it makes it service. Thank you for all you have done and always a fan of you and Max FM.
Thank you, truly,
Marty. Our listeners love you. And we will have you filling in on occasion.
Yes,
I mean,
I'll be around.
And I do want to say thank you to Randy and Becky. They sent a picture in of Becky and Maddie one time when I remember when Becky got to meet you. And Becky's a longtime friend of mine. Know me longer than anyone in this community. And so the smile on her face with you is just amazing. So if anyone does want to text into the text line, any pictures, memories, please do so. You can comment on the Facebook page too as well.
Yes,
we're
gonna
still be looking at those. And I do have two others that I have to pass along too. So first, Carrie Olson and I were talking last night and she wanted to pass along her best wishes to you.
She is,
and she had some very, very nice comments. I'm not going to read all those because I don't want to talk about myself either. So, but Carrie is such a great individual and has been great to work with from circus parades and every light parades. And so she wanted to wish you nothing but the best. Then Mikey Ganger, him and I were chatting last night. But we're trying to find some video or audio from one of the morning shows with you yet. So I've been messing around trying to find that. If I can, I'm still going to get that on air.
I'm guessing it's the haunted house one.
I forgot about that. I've got to see if I can find that one.
Oh, that's where I thought Mike would go. So now I just opened up a whole different keg of worms. So
yes, you did.
That.
And okay. But Mike wanted to wish you best wishes because you and him worked together for all those years. He loved working with you. Originally, we were going to try to get him on the air with you this morning. And just because of everything that's going on in Mike's world right now, he wasn't able to do it because he's got a big change in his world right now.
Yes.
He's doing great, by the way. But he wanted to give you the best wishes because he loved working with you. You were one of his favorites.
I do miss him. I don't even get to talk to him as much as I want because we're both so busy. So I'm hoping to rectify that as well and get to the Twin Cities and see him and his lovely new wife, too, because he just a gem of a human being. Another one of those human beings that unless you did what you do for a living, you wouldn't absolutely run into that person. So thank you for that, too.
Mikey's awesome. And then Wendy texted in this morning. Best wishes, Maddie Jones. Dang it. Now I'm crying. You're going to kill it in your new position. Look forward to working with you next Thursday. So we know which Wendy this is, I can honestly say.
Right?
So,
absolutely.
So Wendy's going to be joining us next Thursday. I didn't know if you knew that or not, but Wendy will be with us all day.
It's going to be super fun. I'm very much looking forward to it. All right. So here's what we have to do, because I know Chris is going to be connecting here very, very quickly so we can talk Packers and Titans in football on Sunday. And of course, Hanging with Hovel is coming up in just a few minutes. We're super far behind. Now I got to try to play catch up here. So we're going to do that. I'm going to tell you weather wise today, it's going to be hot. It's just going to be hot and humid over the next couple of days. And then finally by Sunday, we'll cool things down. Right now, it is 66, and it's time for our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your MaxFM community calendar. It's time for Baraboo Oktoberfest, presented by Fairfield Inn and Suites in Baraboo. Enjoy a taste of Bavarian culture with an authentic ethnic festival celebrating Wisconsin's German roots. There's going to be great live music, German cuisine, and Oktoberfest-style beer on tap. This event's going to be held on the grounds at Circus World. The event is from 3 until 9 p.m. Great live music starts at 3:30. All the details and ticket information can be found at OktoberfestBaraboo.com. Again, this is Saturday, September 21st from 3 until 9 p.m. at Circus World. And the Laval American Legion Post 242 is going to be hosting their spaghetti dinner. This is going to happen on Saturday, September 21st from 4:30 until 7 p.m. Great way to support the Laval American Legion and enjoy some delicious food. Again, 4:30 until 7 p.m. on Saturday the 21st. And then mark your calendars for the next Saturday, September 28th, for KindFest at Culver Community Park in Prairie du Sac. This great day of events includes music, games, and community. West on 12 will be performing, plus you're going to have a bags tournament, bingo, raffles, food trucks, drinks, and mental health resources. This will be from 1 until 7 p.m. on Saturday the 28th. Find all the details by searching KindFest on Facebook.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers. Because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us, now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Connect with spirit when you walk through the doors at Cosmic Karma Crystals in downtown Baraboo. Choose from sparkling, polished, and raw crystals, spheres, towers, bowls, and a large assortment of metaphysical items like spell jars, horoscope and chakra sets, and intention bundles. Try your luck with the mystery grab bag for just $20. Visit Cosmic Karma Crystals on Ash Street in downtown Baraboo today.
Today's MaxFM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Beauty Barcode. Try one of the beautiful services at Beauty Barcode, including specialty highlighting and specialty colors designed to preserve the health of your hair. Or a personalized haircut to bring out your personality and individuality. Beauty Barcode is located inside Aspire Salon Suites on Hitchcock Street in Baraboo. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $50 gift certificates for just $25. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
It's 8:31 with George Michael on Max FM.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play because I play them too. Oh, but I need some time off from that emotion. Time to pick my heart up. Another who tied me down to the lover boy rules.
I gotta have faith. Ooh, I gotta have faith. Because I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:34 right now, and Dave, I have told Chris Hovel that we're probably going to be running a little behind here this
morning.
Just
a little bit today.
We'll take hanging with Hovel a little past 9 o'clock here today. And again, thank you to everybody who's texted and has been chiming in on our Facebook page. I really, really, truly do appreciate it on this last day here on Max FM. I mean, sort of, kind of. I'm going to still be hanging around doing the Hovel bit with you, and I'll be here next Thursday for our Hope House Request-a-thon. I did want to leave everybody, though, before we jump into hanging with Hovel with an Aspie story. Now, this isn't the greatest story ever. She had a pretty normal day yesterday. She had, you know, she got a new grooming kit, so she was very upset about that. It's one of those vacuum-powered things. Well, no, it's a vacuum-powered one. And it's very quiet, but it was different, and she doesn't really do different or like different. So she had that traumatization yesterday morning. Then last night, I came in from walking her, walked forever, couldn't do her thing, didn't want to do her thing, bunnies to sniff, all sort. 45 minutes of walking around last night.
Oh my goodness.
Thought I was going to get struck by lightning, but we made it.
Yeah, I can feel your pain.
Yeah, so I come inside and she's dancing. She gets in the kitchen with me while I'm getting stuff ready for the morning, and she's dancing around on her back legs like she's applying for next year's Circus World Big Top Show or something. And she's staring at the ceiling and she's dancing around and she's barooing because Aspie doesn't really bark. She makes this weird kind of sound. It turns out we have the teeny tiniest little bee, Dave. Like the teeny tiniest little bee you've ever seen in your entire life, buzzing around the light fixture because it was warm. Now, mind you, I couldn't find a fly swatter. I couldn't do it. And I'm short. Like, I'm very, very short.
We call it fun size. And by the way, I have a picture of that, too.
Yes, I am fun size, as my husband likes to call me. So I call Dexter out, who's the next tallest human being in the house, about the same height as his dad. Aspie's still dancing around, by the way. Like, this is the addition of her lifetime. And she's trying to, like, jump up now and get the bee. And so Dexter comes out, and he's like, well, give me a fly swatter. I said, I think your dad took them all out to the garage. Well, what do you want me to use? And I said, here's a towel. And then I look at him, and I'm thinking, this is Dexter. Now, you know my Dexter has, like, no finesse in him whatsoever. And I'm looking at my glass light fixture, and I say, try to get him on the ceiling when it lands, please, not on the light fixture. And because I knew it was going to happen, kid finally gets that bee. He whacks it so hard, I don't even know where it landed, but I'm presuming that it is dead or knocked out for infinity at some, because, and Aspie still, and then she was all upset. Then she sat down, she hung her head, and I said, I know we killed your friend, didn't we? It was the sound I got. So there you go. That's your final Aspie story and our crazy family in a nutshell.
Well, and I sent you that one picture I saw this morning of a dog going through the house. That made me so think
like
of Aspie. You
looks
know,
like
so.
My girl with her one ear up and her one ear down. All right. With that,
all right. Real quick before we jump on with Chris, so I got to get a couple more goodbyes in and thank yous. Lindy says, you will be missed. Excited to see what you're doing next. David says, congratulations on a fantastic morning show. You will definitely be missed, but you and Aspen keep attending my dog training classes. So see, I had to circle that in there. And I want to take a moment. Cindy said, oh, you will be missed. Best of luck on your new adventure. I know Cindy's recovering from surgery. Not sure if she's listening or not.
Best of luck, Cindy.
But Cindy is an avid listener. Also tries to keep Corey and I looking decent as well.
Well, we wish Cindy all the best and a quick recovery as well. Absolutely.
And so, and then a couple other quick ones. Amberly, how I will miss that voice. Hoping you will still see you from time to time. Bob says, the fans will miss you. So, Ben, I will miss Maddie. So, we know which Ben that is. So
Ben Bromley, from Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce. Go visit him because Oktoberfest is happening tomorrow. And I know that is a crew that works extremely hard to make Baraboo a really incredible place. So
thank you once again
to everybody. Now anything else before we hop into?
No, we will. So when we get done with Chris, you and I'll wrap up a little bit. Okay. Like I said, we're going to go past our normal time. Corey's not listening anymore to yell at us. And
anyway.
I know. I was just going to say, technically I'm in charge now. So
if you tell me you're no longer I have to do it. So that you're yes. technically in charge now. So we can know. Definitely do that.
So we're going to get Chris on, but you and I'll wrap up when we're okay. done. So
Sounds
let's
good.
Do that as our plan. But let's get Chris on. I know he's been waiting for
yes.
us. Hi, Chris.
We've got to quick do a commercial break here, Dave. We've got to, yep. and then we'll come out with that. Chris, hold on just a second. We're going to take a quick look at sports, and we will also take a look at our forecast here in just a moment. And then Chris will join us for another edition of Hanging with Havel here on Max FM.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers dropped the opener of their series with the Arizona Diamondbacks by the final count of 5-1 at AmFam last night. The only run for the crew came on a solo homer by Garrett Mitchell in the seventh as they managed just two hits on the night and at one point struck out seven straight times. Game 2 of the series sat for a 7-10 first pitch tonight. Colin Ray gets the start against Zach Allen. On to football, where the Green Bay Packers continuing their preparations as they get set to go on the road to take on the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. The 1-1 Packers, the 0-2 Titans, kickoff from Tennessee sat for 12 noon on Sunday. From the NFL last night, Aaron Rodgers leads the New York Jets to a 24-3 victory over the New England Patriots. Rodgers throwing for 281 yards and two touchdowns. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Becoming sunny today, we'll have highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Sunshine, 87 for Saturday. Sunday, showers and storms, cooler, 72. For Monday, more showers and thunderstorms with a high around 72, 73 on Tuesday. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Currently, 66 degrees.
99.7.
Time for Hanging with Havel here on Max FM. Our Packers expert Chris Havel joins us in just moments to talk about the Packers and the Titans in Sunday afternoon football. Hanging with Havel brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farm.
From small town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
It is time for Hanging with Havel here on Max FM. Chris Havel, our Packers expert, joins us for a sixth NFL season, I should say. He is a two-time national best-selling author. He's covered the Packers since before Brett Favre's first start, then as a sports columnist at the Green Bay Press-Gazette, and now in his 24th season as the host of Sportsline, 4-6 afternoons on WDUZ The Fan. Hanging with Havel on Max FM, brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farm. Chris, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. We do appreciate it.
Well, Maddie, it's great to be with you, and I have to say, a momentous day, a bittersweet day. You know, as excited as I was to see Jordan Love at practice,
right?
And what Malik Willis did in his game, yep. I'm saddened to know that there's no more Maddie in the morning, at least in this iteration going
right?
forward. But really have enjoyed the six seasons. I mean, they have flown past as fast as Matt LaFleur's career here is going.
Right.
And I think our win-loss record actually eclipses his. I don't want to brag.
Now, the good news is that you and I are still going to be talking Packers, and we're going to be doing that throughout the season. So for anybody who's worried about that, because I know a lot of fans love when you come on and talk about the Green Bay Packers, and so we will be continuing that tradition here as the season progresses for Green Bay. So very excited.
Ooh, I had to start looking for another job.
Very excited we were able to figure that out, right?
Ooh, man, yeah, for sure.
I know. So let's jump in right there, and Dave, you're going to join us in this
yep.
conversation as
yeah,
well.
I will.
Because the big news this week is, you mentioned it already, Chris, he's practicing. The man himself, Jordan Love, has been at practice limitedly, we should say. He's had a sleeve on his leg, which was the very first day of practice on Wednesday. And then yesterday, it was a padded practice, which he also participated in a limited fashion. But they had a little chunkier brace on the leg. You got to assume that that's potentially getting him ready for a real playing conditions at that point, right?
You would think so. I mean, they got to find out how comfortable he can be with that on, that brace, and how does he move with that thing, because what you don't want to do is cause more problems by trying
right.
to correct a situation. And so I think they want to get an honest gauge of that. But I thought Tom Clements, the quarterback's coach, said it best when reporters asked Clements about, you know, he was limited in practice, what did you see? He said, limited, limited, limited. He's limited.
They definitely stressed that. I mean, there was no question about that. And they have not said anything really much beyond that as to what's going to happen today. And there's a little bit of irony, you know, with Malik Willis. He was a former Titan as well.
I mean, there's always that little bit of, even though he would deny it and has denied it, kind of like to show them just what they
sure.
missed out on, maybe. And if it ended up being, if Will Levis gets pulled, you'd actually have a battle for the backup Titans job being played out by two starters or two
right.
guys who are playing, Will, you know, Mason Rudolph and Malik Willis. And right now, I'm not so sure the Titans don't wish they had Willis
right.
or would have had a chance to coach him up. But for Malik Willis, I mean, frankly, Willis or Love, if it's Willis, I'm relieved there's no chance of Love being injured.
Yeah.
And if it's Love, I got to trust the doctors that cleared
right.
him and LaFleur to keep him out of harm's way and his teammates. So either way, I'm going to try to relax and be good with it. I love the armchair doctors, though. Don't dare play Jordan Love. You know how much money? Yeah, I think the Packers do know how much they
yeah,
invested.
No.
Probably to the penny.
Yeah, they. I'm pretty sure they write that check out for him. I mean, I'm pretty sure they've got that handled. But I think it is going to be interesting, and they have said that they're going to give him right up until basically last minute to decide if he's ready, to make sure that the medical staff is on board. And if you're a fan of the Green Bay Packers, you know that this is one of the most conservative medical staffs in football. And so if they absolutely think that there is any way that he is going to re-damage that knee, or there could be any potential for something worse down the road, you're not going to see him in this game on Sunday. And that's just kind of how the Green Bay medical staff is. And I can appreciate though. We see players who are able to make these decisions, you know, for themselves, maybe a little bit more on other teams, and they rush back because what player is going to say, no, I don't want to be out there. I mean, let's be realistic. And then all of a sudden they end up finding themselves in worse shape than when they actually got out there from that prior week. So I don't mind the conservativeness of the Green Bay medical team.
So is it a foregone conclusion if Love doesn't start, he's not going to be active? That's my question. Only if
true.
Okay,
I guess I hadn't thought about it, honestly.
I was wondering that too.
If he moves around well enough, but you don't want to start him and have him expect to play a whole game.
Right.
But if Willis is struggling or whatever, if
yeah.
injured, maybe, you know, maybe Love would give you the best
sure.
chance, because I don't know Sean Clifford, but that maybe is a reach, and I just curious anyway.
It's I guess I hadn't even thought about it. I guess maybe if he's not, my gut would be if he's not going to play, he's not active. That would, it just seems like that would be a pattern and makes sense with the Green Bay Packers, how they go about their business. But you know, I don't know, it's 2024 and there's a lot of things that are weird in the world, so never say never, right?
For sure.
Let's talk about the Titans right now though, and let's start on, let's start on the Packers defensive side, Titans offensive side, because the Titans right now find themselves in kind of a precarious situation. They're 0-2 despite allowing the fewest yards in the NFL. They've allowed the fewest yards by an 0-2 team since the 1994 Cardinals. So special teams, offense, they're struggling a little bit for the Titans. This might be one of the best defenses, though, the Green Bay Packers have seen at this point. I mean, it's week three, so everything's up in the air yet. Who's good, who's not. But up until this point, this might be one of the most staunch defenses this offense is going to see. And we'll get into that in just a minute. But let's start with the defense for the Packers. Under Jeff Hafley, still very much a work in progress, right? I think we can agree that that's just an eye test. However, there are some things that you can be excited about. They've had 6 takeaways, tied for first in the league through these first couple of weeks. They're only allowing a 61% passer rating, good for third in the league. They're only allowing a 54% completion rating, 26% on third down conversions, and that might be the quality of quarterbacks that they've also come up against the last few weeks. But they've also been pretty good against the run when they've needed to be. They've had 77 penalty yards, which is the 7th fewest in the league. Now, again, a small sample size, but you can see flashes of what Hafley is trying to build as they create this formidable unit. So let's talk a little bit about that, because Will Levis has not been the best quarterback in the league as of yet. So what do you think is the game plan going in? Because this is not a good offensive line for the Titans either.
Well, I like what Keyshawn Nixon said. He said I hope he gives us some more turnovers, yeah. Interceptions, yeah. Because the Packers with the 5 picks through 2 games, 7 all of last season, that's fairly unbelievable. Yeah. But the vision-based defense, back end, eyes on the quarterback, which is a departure from what a lot of teams, in the way that it was taught for forever, that, well, if you're peeking in the backfield, you're in trouble. Well, if you're taught how to do it and when to do it and why to do it, which Hafley presumably is with Xavier McKinney, Javon Bullard, and Evan Williams back there, much, much better, because I attribute the interceptions to that style of defense, because when a guy like Anthony Richardson airmails one, you do have eyes on it. I mean, that's a pick, pretty much, where in the past, if you're not really focused on that or talking about it like McKinney was to Evan Williams, you get a chance to pick that ball. Don't bat it down. Intercept it. Catch the thing. Get an interception. Make it yours. Own it. And I think with the lack of a pass rush, which I'm really not concerned about because that's going to come.
Yeah,
I think,
and
there
I think
were circumstances.
This would be a good. Don't you think this would be a good week to see what you got in Van Ness and let Rashawn Gary's motor get running a little bit against this line where they're basically ranked at every position, bottom of the league? I mean, isn't this a good week? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you cut it loose with those. This is the week we'll see the pass rush. But you try to get the pass rush and back end synced up, the coverage and the rush. So far, they've had the coverage, to my way of thinking. I mean, the Eagles are an outlier because the field was awful, and the Eagles are really good at receiver when they have A.J. Brown, especially. But I think with this now, having a surface you can get on, because the Colts game, did the Packers need to blitz Anthony Richardson? Heck no.
No.
You wanted to play it a little bit safer, even though I sensed Hafley would have liked to maybe got after it, just like Willis and the receivers would have liked to got after it last week, maybe to their own detriment. They stuck to the plan, and I think that showed a lot of discipline and patience and all things that are going to serve them well, because I see a kind of similar game with the exception of trying to attack that secondary for the Titans. You talk Awuzie, Legarius Sneed, who people know from Kansas City fame, Quandre Diggs, 3 new cats in the secondary, including Jeffrey Simmons up front. I mean, they're really stout up front. So if they can't get the run game going like they did, and I mean if they can't get the running game going reasonably, it's going to have to be short and intermediate passes. Willis is going to have to move the chains with his arm and his feet to a degree, but he's going to have to throw the ball. That's going to have to happen.
This is an interesting stat, and this is one that I had to read a couple of times because I don't know if I've ever seen numbers this close together. Will Levis's percentage of dropbacks under pressure is 43.8%. And NFL quarterback rating when pressured is 44.9%. Again, I read that twice because I was like, I don't know if I've ever seen two numbers as far as quarterback stats or stats in the NFL at all just align that closely. That's actually kind of unbelievable.
So the completion percentage and the passer rating are almost identical, and they're both yes. somewhere between God and awful. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Which
so you're suggesting they should pressure him, I'm guessing.
Probably, just a little bit. Yes. Now, I was watching some video, some tape back this week and some highlights of the Titans in game time situations. And when you talk about an O-line being bad, I mean, we were just talking, they are exceptionally bad. Like, they don't hold their ground at all. I feel like this could be a very good week for not only the pass rush, but some of your guys like Wyatt up front, Kenny Clark up front, to really just be disruptive and get into the backfield and really just manhandle this line, because that's got to be, I mean, it's going to have to be the plan, because they are just literally bottom of the league. There's a couple of their positions where it's like 54 out of 60. That's where they're ranked as far as the Titans offensive line player goes. It is unbelievable how little they've invested in the offensive line. Because when they had Derrick Henry, right? King Henry back there, wasn't that one of the things that the Titans were so good at, was having like this amazing line on both sides of the ball? Now, is this just a lack of draft? Is this just a lack of not finding the resources? Or is this just a lack of looking at other things as more of an immediate need, do you think, for the Titans right
now? Boy, I think all of those things, okay. Because you're in a mode where you're trying to overhaul, you know, rebuild around Will Levis, such as he is, and all of that. But I a lot of problems to address, a lot of needs. I mentioned the guys that they picked up for the defensive secondary, which could give the Packers problems, but there's always a trade-off for all those moves. And part of that, you hope your O-line holds up. It sure. doesn't look like it would, but this would be a week for, you mentioned Devontae Wyatt. It's funny because the two Georgia guys, first rounders, Quay Walker and Devontae Wyatt, there was a time early on when you thought, boy, Walker's got this. Wyatt, where in the heck is he? Because he was the older of the two players, and mm-hmm. really an older player for Packers to draft at that position especially. So you thought, well, at least because of the age, more mature, not always a function of each other, but that he'd come in and contribute right away. I got to say, the sack he had on Anthony Richardson last week, dropping that big guy with one arm, just shows you the power Wyatt right. has and the ability. I think Wyatt could have a really big game Sunday.
Yes,
I would
agreed.
Not be shocked at all. I like the matchup. I like the progression where he's heading. And I think for Van Ness as well, I think you're going to yep. see him flash. So those two and Rashawn Gary. And, you know, Preston Smith, P. Smith has been a little quiet, but
he's been quiet.
They all could eat on Sunday. It yep. could be a defensive romp fest.
You know, and it's interesting because, you know, coming out of Boston College, this is what we heard about Halfley, is he loves to blitz. He loves to, you know, get after the quarterback, and it's been quieter. So I feel like maybe as we watch this defense come into shape, I feel like maybe there's a plan where, like, we're going to instill this here. We're going to install this here. Now we're going to add this into the mix and really just let the guys settle into their position and really learn how to play their position before he throws so much at them. And before, because sometimes coaches do that and then it just looks like a mess. Hello, Joe Barry, we watched that for years.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like maybe there's an install process that Halfley is going through, and let's face it, they've got some older guys on that side of the ball, but they're trying to incorporate a whole lot of rookies who should be making a big difference maybe by midseason or later in the season as well. So I think that's all going to be a patience factor for not only the coaching staff, but I think fans watching.
Well,
it as
Halfley's
well
still learning. And not just the players, but how they work together.
Right.
And who
yes.
works best together. That's the thing that we rarely talk about in the media, but they follow it quite a bit. How good is this guy when so-and-so lines up to his right shoulder pad or whatever, you know, and they
yes.
really break it down. And I think with Jeff Halfley, though, this is where I give him a little bit of credit. The first two quarterbacks he's faced this season are incredibly athletic.
Right.
With Hurts and Richardson, you can't almost find two any better. They're a handful in the league, and they're right up there. But so you had to have patience and discipline rushing the passers, or you could have created some Tommy DeVito-like lanes
yep.
and a whole lot of trouble for yourself. And if you get after Richardson and he does happen to elude it and complete passes, you might get that guy feeling pretty sassy
right.
about how he's playing. And all of that would lead to Jonathan Taylor more attempts instead of frustration and
right. Oh, did we just...
You know, it's just so much better than in the past with the defense.
Right.
And so I think they showed patience. Halfley could have said, hey, I'm going to try to prove to everybody how good I really am.
Right.
Let's get after it and cut it loose. Now, it may have worked. But
yeah.
you know what? The defense's job, to my way of thinking, it's kind of sad, but the way the rules are and skewed and everything.
Right.
Give us a chance to win. If you can win the game for us with that last stand, great. If you can get the big turnover, outstanding, to set up the offense, keep us in the game. give us a chance to win. They did that against the Eagles. If you'd you know, converted early on, and they did it certainly against the Colts. 10 points doesn't lie.
And God bless Jeff Hafley for getting to the podium yesterday, earlier this week. Was it yesterday? I've lost track of days. And telling me that Quay Walker is going to be a good player and maybe not the player he's meant to be right now, but he's certainly good. And I was like, oh, look at you building up a player. Thank you, coach. Thank you for what you do. Because I'm still, and I've said this before, I will change my mind if he proves otherwise. But right now, Quay Walker does not look like the guy who should be out there, or at least the guy who should be wearing the green dot for this defense. That's my opinion as of right now, and I've been proven wrong, and I'm glad to be proven wrong, but right now I would say it might be best served on somebody else at this particular time in this defense. But
it's interesting, the question was broached, and you know, a lot of times the coaches are the experts, the media, the neophytes. Okay, we'll accept that.
Sure.
But there's a lot of time when those questions hit right on a nerve, and clearly they are working to try to figure out what the hay is going on with Quay. And dot or no dot, what are we doing right, wrong with him? I'm sure. And here's the thing. The potential for him to grow and get better with Hafley certainly is all there. Because he does have all the physical tools. But we got to figure out what's going on with his instincts and where's his head at in the game. So, anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's flip over.
But at least, Maddie, the good thing is they're aware of it. They didn't, hey, what are you talking about Quay Walker for? The guy's fine. It wasn't
No, he's not. No, it's not fine. It's doable. We'll put it like that. And really, if you go back